Entire life that there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Welcome. It's December 8th, 2022. I mean, I just can't believe that it's already December of 2022. Before we go any further, let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome to the MG Show.
Yes, sir. It is December 8th, and these Patriots out there are getting tired from all the winning, or of all the winning, not from all the winning. We love you, Patriots, here in December. Thank you so much for joining us on the MG Show, and it's all because of you. It's all because of America. Standing up, getting involved, doing your part. That's what we're about here. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Jeff, the You and Me Show.
Yeah, the You and Me Show. And by the way, I wore this for a special guest today. Stop whining and start doing, because that's what I'm doing right now. We've got Angela Staten King coming up after the commercial breaks, and you're not going to want to miss it. Any friend of Donald J. Trump is a friend of the MG Show, and I'm really excited to get to know her. This is her first time on the show. We should have a great conversation. But first, Shady Groove, we got to get this stuff out of the way. But I've got it right here. This is my... fieldofgreens.com, use code MG Show. Mama Matrix always said, you're not eating your vegetables. You're not doing it. You got to get your vegetables and fruit. So Field of Greens is powered, with 6 cups of fruits and veggies, which is why I take the Field of Greens right now. Fieldofgreens.com, MG Show. It's got the full essential vitamins or vegetables and fruit, plus science-backed herbs and prebiotics. So this is why what I need to stay healthy as I get back to the gym. I want you guys to join me. Go to fieldofgreens.com/MG Show for 15% off. And if you subscribe, an extra 10% off on every order. But it works fast. And if you're like me, you'll have more energy. Look at me. I mean, I'm crazy right now. I want to just keep going. I want to go to the gym right now. But you'll feel healthier. Your skin will be better. My nails are already becoming a lot better as well. And it can help you lose weight, especially if you get to the gym and do 20, 30 minutes of cardio. I'm starting to notice the effects. Thank you very much. And, it's back to basic nutrition. Back to basics. Get in the gym for me. Get out, walk your dog, do some cool, healthy stuff. And when you get your next physical, let's hope that doctor says that whatever you're doing, keep it up. And it tastes great, too. This is the Field of Greens one that I'm using. It's the purple one. And it's real organic, and it's superfood. So that's what I take right now. Again, join me with Fields of Greens, too, and, work out with me and to help you get started. Fieldofgreens.com. Use the code MG Show so they know it came from here. And, if your doctor says it doesn't say, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up, you can return it for free. Shady Groove, that's Field of Greens.
And we're really excited to have fieldofgreens.com sponsoring the show here. And thank all of you out there who do support the show. And we got to get healthy. We got to get better. And the better that we are, the better that we can fight, and the more effective that we can be.
I'm raring to go, and I'm raring to have a conversation with Angela Staten King right after these messages, because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. We're sponsored by you. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen, use your promo code, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping.
And welcome back to the MG Show. Wow. MyPillow.com/MG Show is a landing page, or go anywhere on MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show, and it's 800-873-0478. And by the way, this stuff is good, by the way. You got to try it. Shady Groove, welcome back. I think we need to introduce our guest. I will give you the honors, my friend. Let's welcome our next guest. First time on the show. Very excited.
I would love to welcome our guest, the beautiful, wonderful Angela Stanton King, joins us today. Please come on in here, Angela. Join the great Patriots out there that love you, love your message. Thank you so much for being here.
There she is. Hi, everybody. Hi, Patriots. Hi, Ultra MAGA. Hi, QAnon conspiracy theorists. Everybody, how are you?
Booga booga. Booga booga booga. Yeah. So, Angela, you know, thanks for saying that. Cause you know, we were talking about, like, we were looking at articles and like, oh, Angela Stanton King is a QAnon conspiracy theorist, but really because you care about the children, isn't that, I mean, because we care about children, now you're a conspiracy theorist.
You know, and that's what I've said. I've never even acknowledged being a QAnon conspiracy theorist. I've never said I'm a member of QAnon. The only thing I've ever said is protect and save the children. And my name got thrown in a boat like everyone else's. But, you know, if that's what it is, then, hey, oh, well, I've been called worse.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I'm much better people, too, than the fake mainstream news. You know, we are the news now. We do go out and we reach Brighteon.tv. Say hello to Brighteon.tv. That's Mike Adams, the health ranger. That's his network. We're on rumble.com/MG Show. And we're also on Red State Talk Radio. And we're on three times a day, 1205 p.m. Eastern, 1005 p.m. Eastern, and 605 p.m. Eastern. And for some reason, Eddie, what's going on?
Did we lose him? Hey, Angela, Uh-oh. Are you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So on the main screen, we've got MG Show Live. But there we go.
There it goes.
Okay. Yeti pressed the wrong button accidentally. Okay. So, Angela Stanton, I want to give you the floor to introduce yourself to our great Patriots right now on Rumble.com, Red State Talk Radio, on Brighteon.tv. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are. I mean, King kind of gives it away a little bit. And then, you know, just tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what you've done. Just give us your story of how you got to where you are today as an awake, intelligent American patriot that loves their country.
Wow, you know, I have to write about 5 or 6 books to tell my whole story. And actually, I have, but I'll give you guys a quick rundown. So, you know, I was born a victim of, I guess, my own circumstances, born into kind of like a dysfunctional family, and born into poverty and made a lot of mistakes when I was younger, which ended me in prison, landed me in prison one day. So I'm in prison. I'm pregnant. I'm giving birth to my daughter, chained to a bed with the sheriff watching, all for a nonviolent crime, and had her snatched out of my arm 24 hours later. Now, if we want to fast forward to 18 years. I ended up working with President Trump and his administration in the White House on the First Step Act, criminal justice reform. And the president not only gave me a pardon, but he also made it illegal for them to chain women to the bed during child my story. So the transition of me going from a prison cell to the Oval Office is, oh my God, such an absolute. I get out of prison, nowhere to go, 4 children at home waiting for me. I end up in a shelter. It's my last day before my max out day at the shelter, because of course now I'm a convicted felon when I come home from prison. So So I can't get all of those good government benefits. I'm denied for food stamps. I'm denied for Section 8. I'm denied for any type of assistance from the government because I'm now a convicted felon, which didn't help my circumstances at all. But it ended up being a blessing in disguise. So I'm on my max out date at the shelter and somebody says, hey, I know this center you can go to that helps women and children. You may be able to find help there. So I take a token and I go over to this center and I'm absolutely crying my eyes out to the woman sitting by behind the desk. Lo and behold, it was no other than Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. She heard my story. She saw my desperation. She ended up giving me a job that day, helping me and my children to get on our feet. And I've been with her for the past 18 years, just working in the nonprofit sector and restoring our community. It was over this journey that I learned that welfare dependency didn't help me at all, right? I went from being dependent on the government to realizing that the safety net had been snatched out from under me and I better figure this thing out on my own. So I ended up writing my first book. After I wrote my first book, I was sued for $30 million, right? By Phaedra Parks from Housewives of Atlanta, because she was a person of interest in the book. God was with me through that. I ended up winning that lawsuit and having it dismissed with prejudice. From there, I go on to having my own reality show. But see, here's the thing about that situation. When that case came, I was published by another publisher. BET from the bottom up. And then from there, I remember President Trump putting out an ask and he was working on criminal justice reform. And he said, if there's anybody out there that knows someone that was left behind or want to share their story, he says, I'm open to hearing it. And so I'm looking at all of these, you know, rappers and people that are supposed to be spokespersons for our community saying, well, no, we're not going to talk to him. We're not going to go in. So I said, you know what? I'll go in because I'm completely out of my emotions. Yet I'm watching the entire country. Everybody in America is crying about family separation at the border, and everybody has totally forgotten about the family separation in the border. Because here's the thing. As an American citizen, you get arrested, you're going to be separated from your kid. Your kid doesn't go to jail with you, even if you're committing a minor offense. Let's say of driving without a license. If you get pulled over and the police officer decides to take you to jail, the kid doesn't go to jail with you. So I'm like, wait a minute. Have we lost sight of what's really important here? So I called my godmother. I said, Alveda, I said, you know, send me in. I said, I want to talk to President Trump about my story. Lo and behold, I go in. I speak to President Trump. I tell him my story. Not only does he pass the First Step Act, he makes it a law that women are not to be chained to a bed during childbirth. Then he gives me a full and unconditional pardon. I took that pardon and I ran with it. You want to know how far I ran? I ran in the 2020 election against John Lewis. So I also fell victim to, you know, the ballots that were stashed in the suitcase, pulled out from up under the table. I'm like, wow, never in my life could I imagine, you know, seeing presidential ballots being stored in the suitcase, hid up under the table. And so my voice had been censored. My platforms have all been censored, just like the president, because the last thing the media wants people from my community to hear is the story of a Black woman who fell up under all of those circumstances, who went to prison, who picked herself up by the bootstraps, who doesn't believe in abortion, who supports President Donald Trump and all of his policies and understands how important it is for us to have a hand up and not a hand out. So lo and behold, here I am, Angela Stanton King, the left's worst enemy.
On the MG show, even. Oh, my gosh. That is quite a story. I'm telling you, Angela, God bless you. You know, because these Democrats have kept, you know, many people that are in poverty down and out. They want you to be on welfare. They want you to have the food stamps. They want you to be controlled, essentially. And you actually, you know, wow, what a story. And look at you. You opened up your own publishing company. You ran for office. My God, God bless you. I mean, that if that does, stop whining and start doing like Miss Helvita King here. With Helvita King. She's amazing, by the way. But Angela, God bless you. What an amazing story. And Donald J. Trump, what was it like meeting with him? What was that like?
Wow, Donald J. Trump is one of my favorite people. I mean, to be in his presence and to have him actually not only listening to a story like mine, but acting on my behalf is just something that's just unexplainable. And I mean, even though I explained it to people in our community plenty of times, you know, again, the left just doesn't want to hear this story. But what's even more remarkable about the story is that Helvita King, not only is she my godmom, but I'm also married to Aaron King, and she officiated the marriage. So we're just really excited. God says, not only am I going to give you the family, I'm going to give you the name, and I'm also going to give you the favor of the leader of the free world. And life is just amazing. So that story of we're oppressed and we can't make it, it's all a lie. And they just don't want them to hear from people like me.
That's right. God bless you. And, you know, so the interesting about the housewives story, I mean, oh my gosh. And then you had your own, what was your From the Bottom Up like? What was that show like? What did they do?
It was actually produced by a very famous rapper, Queen Latifah. You guys may have heard of Queen Latifah before, I'm sure. She starred in a lot of movies. Yeah. She was the producer on the show, and the title of the show, From the Bottom Up, was exactly what it was. They were following me on like this journey, being a convicted felon, turning my life around, starting my own publishing company, and now being a voice and empowering so many other women. And it also touched on some other things, me dealing with one of my sons coming out as gay. And I also, many people may remember me seeing me on Dr. Phil when he decided at 19 to tell me he was a woman. And we can get into that later on. But Dr. Phil met his match that day, I can tell you that.
And they spun that around a little bit too, didn't they? And, you know, wow, what a story. So I want to also get into, like, you know, for the people that are incarcerated that get arrested, and sometimes they don't, you know, it's a small charge and they get their children taken away. And, you know, and this is just coming from me. I'm not quoting you or not knowing what you think about it, but CPS is part of the way that they steal your children. It's not funny. It's serious. And, you know, God bless you for standing up for children's rights.
And I've seen it happen before because, you know, I wasn't the only woman in prison that was pregnant at that time, nor was I the only woman in prison that had children. And the reality is, if you don't have someone on the outside, a family member to get your children are going to become a ward of the state. And there have been often many times that these women get released from prison and they never see their children again. So it is a serious issue and it needs attention. And that's why I started my organization, American King Foundation, to be all about reuniting our families, American families, right here in the border.
And here is the website, American King Foundation, right here. It's theafk.org, theakf.org, the American King Foundation, theakf.org. Look at that. I love that. That looks very MAGA-esque. I love it. And, you know, this is the black and brown communities deserve more than abortion. And that's huge too. All children deserve to have their own innocence protected. You know, this is why, you know, a lot of people in this movement fight is just why you're fighting as well, is for our children. I mean, you know, I'm fighting for my kid and her kids and her kids' kids and her kids' kids and so on and so forth. I think that you've picked, you know, chose a very noble cause.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to me because, I mean, they tried to convince me to abort my daughter, the one that I was pregnant with when I was in prison. And when I look and look at her today, not only is she the Harvard Debate Championship, she's serving her first year right now at MIT after receiving number one offers from every Ivy League college in the nation. So there it is. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wanted to trick me out of my blessing. So that's one of the reasons why my organization, everything that we fight for in my organization, is almost a part of my own story, that being separated from your children, the identity issue that we're seeing, this radical gender identity ideology that's sweeping across our nation, that hits close to home for me. And also the issue of abortion, which is why we're now building our own pregnancy home for women right across the street from Raphael Warnock's church in the historic King District. It's called Auntie Angie's House. To date, I've saved 71 babies from abortion. So everything at that organization, it just hits home to me. And I just want to show women have other options. Abortion is not the answer. And there are some people in prison that deserve to come home. And it's important for us to protect
our children. I mean, amen. And we're getting a little audio issues. Boy, you must be over the target because we're getting some little interruptions here and there. And hopefully our stream is smoothed out at brighteon.tv. You must be very over the target, Angela, because, you know, we're getting attacked from the outset. But, you know, the children is why a lot of people fight here. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know about Martin Luther King. And I'm sure you've spoken a lot to the family and understand Martin Luther King. He was a Republican. He was a conservative. He loved he loved children. And he thought all of us must walk hand in hand as brothers and sisters, no matter who we are. He was about unification. What are your thoughts on, you know, what you've learned about Dr. Martin Luther King?
I'll say it just as plain as this. You know, Martin Luther King said that he had a dream. He said that one day he had a dream that his four little children would be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Here's my take on that. The dream can't live if we abort it.
Ooh, wow. That's powerful right there. I just got chills. God. Ooh. That I have a feeling.
The dream can't live if we kill it. And it's sad that when it comes to the issue of abortion, you know, abortion is an attack on humanity. It's an attack against life. So many times we hear them, you know, speaking in Congress, every time they bring up the issue of abortion, they're related to a Black woman's need to have abortion. Yep. Not only are we hearing that, but we're also hearing this new thing now about this Black maternal health crisis and how sometimes Black women are three times likely to die compared to white women giving birth to their children. All of this is coming from Joe Biden and his administration, yet their solution to finding a resolution for the Black maternal health crisis is abortion. So if the Black woman is dying giving birth to the baby and the baby is dying while it's being aborted, what does that mean for all of those people that scream Black Lives Matter? And how come Black Lives Matter until a Black woman gets pregnant? That's the question that I have. Life begins in the womb.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they won't answer.
Yeah, we've studied the Black Lives Matter. We know that they come from German area roots. You know, Malina Abdullah is actually a Reimann whose father was or grandfather's Hans Sticky. You know, all lives matter. Black, white, green, I don't care. All lives matter. And you know, when we say that, we get chastised. And, you know, another saying that we have in our community is, you know, patriotism has no skin color. And we all truly believe that. And where we go one, we go all is another one. Either we're all going to go in the shitter together or we're all going to win. And I want to win. I don't know about you, Angela.
I totally agree with everything you say. All lives do matter, but it's a shame that we have a particular political party in a current administration right now that wants to highlight votes and wants to highlight off of the emotions of Black people while making them believe, you know, that their lives matter, but they'll be the first to fund, you know, their lives being lynched in the womb. So it makes absolutely no sense. Everything that they say they are, they aren't. Which is why I'm so grateful for so many of my patriot friends, like you say, where we go one, we go all, because we're going to stand in this together. And I've been censored on liberal platforms and I've been silenced on, you know, Black networks. And it hasn't, if it hadn't been for my friends on this side, my voice wouldn't continue to travel, because like I said, a voice like mine is an absolute threat to their entire democracy, if you want to say, everything that they build up to try to make Black people believe that somehow we're still suffering and we're somehow oppressed is absolutely not true. You know, life is what you make it, and you can't have life if you aren't born.
Say that quote again. You know, I have a dream, and I'll just say that one more time, because that is so powerful. I want to highlight that. In fact,
The dream can't live if we abort it. And I mean, it just makes so much sense. I mean, we're aborting our dreams. We're aborting our future. We're aborting our children. We're aborting our country, for God's sake. Guys, let's get it together.
I mean, that hit me. I mean, I got chills. I got the whole nine yards on that one. Guys, press 17 if you guys agree with that quote from Angela, guys. Wow. Shady.
Well, we have just so much of a degrading conversation that has been going on in America. And Donald Trump, in all reality, came in and he helped us all sort of get back on the same page a little bit. But I'd be interested to know, like you were talking about the left, and it's not just the left. It's been the left and the right both that have been kind of manipulating the atmosphere, manipulating the environment, making supporting abortion, pretending like they're for this, but they're really for that, and all of this different things. I'm just kind of curious, like, what are you seeing? Are people starting to wake up? Are people starting to see that Joe Biden is a corrupt, politician, for lack of a derogatory term there? But are people realizing it after watching what's happened over the last couple of years since Donald Trump left?
You know, the media does a lot of misleading, right? And looking at the media to make us believe that there aren't many people out here like us. I say all the time, The 2020 election was the election of 2020 vision. If your eyes didn't open up in 2020, then you're just absolutely blind. But one of the ways that I know that the tide is changing, let's talk about this runoff race they just had here in Georgia between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. Now, I see a lot of news cycles celebrating that Raphael Warnock won, but barely, okay? Herschel Walker took him all the way to the runoff, and still, even in a runoff, okay, he only won by 1%. That lets you know that they are losing grip of the black vote. It is happening, guys. Don't forget. Voices like mine that are being amplified by you guys and all of the work that I'm doing out in the community, because I'll get a bullhorn and go stand on the corner. I refuse to allow them to silence me. But trust and believe, more and more people are waking up. They really are. And we are beginning to see, with this radical gender identity ideology that's coming down from Joe Biden and his administration, that we're seeing taking place in our schools, what's happening with young children being allowed to be at drag shows. I was at the Palace Bar myself in Miami, 12:30 at night. You guys can research this. I'm looking at this drag show that came out. It was a surprise to me, but I'm looking at this drag show. They just did a whole sex orgy, right? Then after they get through performing, they bring out two little kids in masks on a stage. I went live, of course. I called the police. I did everything. They're telling me, hey, this is a civil situation. It's between them and their parents. Patriots showed up down there to try to shut the place down. And do you know that they labeled me as not only a QAnon conspiracy theorist, but said that I was responsible for having threats made to their club? Guys, you have a 7, looks like, year old and a 9-year old on stage, 12:30 at night, doing a strip walk with a bunch of drunk adults throwing money and having drinks. And this is the America that you guys want to live in? No way. Children should always be protected, whether they're gay, whether they're straight. How do you even know a child is gay? Let's just be honest. Like, all of these LGBTQ, they're a bunch of sexual preferences. When we break down the letters, L, lesbian, we all know what a lesbian is, okay? B, bisexual, we know what a bisexual is. This current administration wants us to look at 4- and 5-year-olds as being bisexuals, as being lesbians. Absolutely no way. This is a sexually perverted agenda, and it doesn't matter if you are a Republican, a Democrat, a white, black, rich, poor, Muslim, or Christian. This is an attack against our children. Not only is it an attack against our children, this is an attack against life. They are giving these children puberty blockers. Puberty blockers go to fertility. I mean, how are you tricking a little boy out of his manhood before he even has a chance to become a man? And if these children aren't able to reproduce, what's going to happen to humanity? Let's think
even
about
the even the American Girl Doll Corporation have books for the kids. And they're talking about, you know, questioning, you know, go take puberty blockers and be a transgender. I mean, if that's not grooming, I don't know what is. Now, you know, the fact that, you know, the stance here on the MG show is very much like yours. I don't care what you are. You know, our Constitution gives us the same rights, no matter if you're an L, a B, a G, a Q, a T, a whatever you want to be, or black, white, Christian, like what you said. Our Constitution gives us those God-given rights. And you know, for us to be like letting these people do this to our children, I mean, don't mess with the mama bear. Gives us the same rights, no matter if you're an L, a B, a G, a Q, a T, a whatever you want to be, or black, white, Christian, like what you said. Our Constitution gives us those God-given rights. And you know, for us to be like letting these people do this to our children, I mean, don't mess with the mama bears, Angela. The mama bears are going to get mad.
we are mad. And then I'll give you guys just the fact here, and people don't have to agree or not, but every homosexual person came from heterosexuality. So there is no way we can possibly be outnumbered. Like, come on, homosexuality does not create life. Do we love, you know, our family members and our friends that live that lifestyle? Absolutely. I have a son who I love dearly, came from my own womb, right? Would live and die for him. But let's be honest, right? Two men can't make a baby and two women cannot make a baby. So there is an origin there of life that has to be protected and respected.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Mike Vila just said, don't mess with the papa bears either. Absolutely. But that is so true. I've got a brother who I love and will take a bullet for him, even though he doesn't like me because his partner doesn't like Donald Trump and turned into some weird demon. I haven't seen him in two years. It's pretty sad. And even my mom, who voted for Trump, and, you know, because who we vote for, we're now not, you know, so the mind control and conditioning is so deep in the society. You know, if you talk, like, you know, they're grooming, like Disney and American Girl doll, you know, you're now labeled, you know, look, it's time to stand up for what you believe in. And you just said something so very logical that, you know, homosexuality, I don't care what it is, comes from heterosexuality. That was way too logical. I don't know if the public can even handle that, Angela.
That's good.
I told you, the little secret weapon here you guys have. Sometimes you just have to press the button. I mean, common sense. Where, like, once we get away from all of the politics and once we get away from the religion, we've got that little thing that's called common sense. And some of these things are common sense. And if we just lose common sense, then all is lost. So let's just really wake up and pay attention to what's happening here. We have a right to protect our children. And that's what we should be focused on.
Yeah,
boy,
that we would have a lot of fun. Oh my gosh,
we would definitely have a lot of fun. I mean, isn't it really just amazing though? Now that we're in this moment, you know, it's been a couple of years since Trump has left, and now we've been watching this, and you're literally watching the news media completely objecting. They're literally objecting to the protection of children. They're literally on the air every day on CNN saying that there's something wrong with us because that we don't want children to be involved in these drag shows, and saying that we're banning books because we don't want these grooming type books in the libraries that the kids can access. And it's just such a convoluted, destructive conversation that they're trying to engineer around what? Literally people who care about the innocent. We are supposed to, as adults, as a Christian, we are supposed to protect the innocent. We're not supposed to shove them aside, and we're definitely not supposed to go on there in the news media and justify this type of behavior, whether it's Balenciaga or any of this other nonsense that's going on. We're awash with it, and people have got to see it.
You know, everybody in their right mind should know that we shouldn't even be putting children and sex in the same sentence. You know, we've been kids. I don't think any of us were ever thinking about sex unless somebody turned us on to it or we were sexually violated as children. We were outside. We were playing with mud pies. We liked to color. We liked to paint. We were discovering the world. Nobody was focused on sex. And for them to have such a push on this sex and this gender ideology stuff, I mean, it has to be a money grab somewhere. Anyone that's trying to convince a minor child to take puberty blockers has to be making some money off of it, because it makes absolutely no sense. We know that you can't even get a tattoo until you're 18, but you could be 4 or 5 years old and tell your mom what sex parts you want. And here's the thing, you know, kids Those parts should only be used for using the bathroom. That should be their only knowledge of what their part, those parts are for. So what genius decided that they should be swapping out sexual parts on children? That's the question that I have. Why isn't America pissed off, regardless of your political stance, regardless of your religion, regardless of your sexual preference? These are children, for God's sake, and we know that children are the most unprotected, and this should be the hill that we're all willing to die on. You talk about a civil war, boy, I tell you what, I'll stand on the front line with the rest of you when it comes to these children.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I fight, again, and that's why a lot of people here watching you right now fight. So, you know, we want, I want to go back real quick. You ran for office, was that 2020? You said you ran for office in 2020?
I ran in 2020 against John Lewis, and then John Lewis found out I was running against him, and then he died. I don't know what happened. And there was a write-in candidate, Nakima Williams. Nakima Williams absolutely refused to debate. She refused to campaign, but somehow she still got more votes than John Lewis ever got in the history of his career. And she just had to have some help from mail-in ballots. That's all I have to say, because she's not even from the Atlanta area.
Wow. And, you know, all that's been debunked, you know, according to the according to the MSNBC.
You know, been debunked by me.
And I have not seen their debunk. They just say it. So the information that we have, you know, we've had Greg Phillips, who was part of the movie with Katherine Engelbrecht, and Dinesh D'Souza, you know, the mules, you know, geo-tracking the mules. We've got a lot of evidence showing, even recently in Michigan, the ballot stuffing. You know, there's no way, in my opinion, I think Herschel Walker won hands down, but they kept it close because they didn't want to overdo it, because Mark Elias, you probably heard that name, which is the North Fund, which is Democracy Docket and the Elias Law Group, funded by foreign billionaires, made sure that they sued Georgia so they could vote on Saturday. I mean, did that, you know, what is that when they did it? Is that when they preloaded the ballot boxes? I mean, what's your stance on all that? I mean, because this is a conversation that we all need to have. Go ahead.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me run again, because I've got a lot of support. And one of the things that I've said is the reason why I hadn't put my hat back in the ring is because I wanted them to clean up what was going on with this election fraud. Because to me, when you run a campaign, you run it for the people. Yes, I'm the voice, I'm the representative. It's the people that get behind the campaign, that fund the campaign. It's the volunteers that give their time to the campaign. It's the people that believe in you that are cheated, you know, when you're cheated. And so I don't want to let people down like that. If we're going to run an election, which I know the people that support me, we can, we need to be able to have a fair shot. So something has to absolutely be done. That's why I am totally supporting Trump 2024, because he said it in his announcement, right? He's going to make the election process take place the very same day. Paper ballots, all of the votes being counted. And until that system is restored, and I don't think any of us have a shot.
Amen. Amen. Real quick, if you guys are on True Social, it's at Angela Stanton King, at AngelaStanton King, K-I-N-G. Get over there. She's only got 2.25 thousand followers. Well, let's get under this video right here and say the MG Show sent you, and give her a follow, guys. Let's look at that. 2.25 thousand. Let's get her a bunch of followers today. Angela Stanton King. Now, do you want to talk really quick about Kwame Rashid right here?
Yes, I would love to. So let's talk about this for a minute, because as you guys know, the news has broke that Joe Biden has freed Brittany Griner. He did a prison swap. And we know a lot of our fellow Republicans right now are really upset, because there's like, hey, he left Marines over there. Why did Brittany Griner get to come home? And so one of the things that I want to point out is that Joe Biden and his administration had the nerve to free Brittany Griner, and I'm glad she's released. However, if you can free Brittany Griner for a marijuana charge over in Russia, what about the 40,000 prisoners that have been left behind, still incarcerated on American soil because of Joe Biden's 94 crime bill that incarcerated thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans, 40,000 still right now on American soil, serving time for marijuana? He ought to free some of his own citizens on his soil. Kwame Rashid is one of those. Kwame Rashid has been in prison for over 30 years for a non-violent crime, okay, because of Joe Biden's Three, strike, you're out. This is a 94 crime bill. We're advocating for Kwame Rashid to come home. Guys, you can all head over to the website, the American King Foundation. It's theakf.org. You can sign on a support letter to free Kwame Rashid. And of course, we're also taking donations for Auntie Angie House. It's a 9-bedroom, 9-bath oasis. That'll be a transitional home for pregnant women. But guys, we do a lot of this work. We do turkey giveaways. We do Christmas drives for children. Head over there and show some support. We'd appreciate it.
All right. And go over there and, you know, if you guys can, you know, we won't want any more rumble rants here on this show. We want to go ahead and make sure that we donate to the American King Foundation on PayPal. Unfortunately, they took our PayPal because of what we believe in. We can't. But this is Kwame right here. My God, you know, and by the way, they swapped that prisoner out for the Merchant of Death. So we let out somebody called the Merchant of Death to Russia for some WNBA dude.
Well, let's get the pronouns right. I want to respect their pronouns, so I have to agree with
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. Or WNBA dude, you're absolutely correct. But, you know, this is all about virtue signaling. You guys know that. What did Joe Biden say? Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So he has to be the one to make it seem as if he's the president for the black community and for the LGBTQ community. But the only issue with his LGBTQ agendas is that they're all for children. Nobody is paying attention to that. So I'm glad that Brittany Griner is home. I'll be true because I believe 9 years is excessive, but I want all of them home. And I think that he was absolutely wrong in just freeing her. He should have used that leverage to free all of them. But that's why we need Trump back in. Trump didn't leave anybody home. Trump bought home the war heroes. He gave pardons to people like me, the former mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick. We need a real leader in office to make a real difference.
And Angela, let's just look at, we just mentioned that. This is the post that you did. Right now, we've got 5 retros, 16 likes, sad injustice. Watching you on the MG Show. MG Show sent me. MG Show sent me. MG Show sent me. Look at that, guys. Great job on Matrix Group.
I so appreciate it. You know, they've deleted. I had 500,000 followers on Twitter. They deleted my Twitter account. I'm still on Instagram, the Angie Stanton. I'm on TikTok now. On TikTok, my videos always go viral. I get millions of views on TikTok. That's the only platform I'm not uncensored on. But everywhere else, they uncensored me. But our guy, Dave Newman, he just verified my account on True Social and gave me a retweet. That's where those 2,000 followers come from. You guys just gave me a huge shout out. So hopefully I'll get all of my followers back, guys. Let everybody know where I am.
Yeah, Angela Stanton King on True Social at Angela Stanton, S-T-A-N-T-O-N, King, like Martin Luther King. Wow. So, you know, we have had an amazing interview with you, you know, and you are very powerful. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm getting chills. I am proud to call you a friend now because we've had you. We would love to have you back anytime. We would love to help you raise money for the house that's right across the stream from Warnock's church. We would love that. I mean, that guy is a communist through and through. Anyways, I would have much rather had Herschel Walker.
Too. This guy is literally preaching abortion from the pulpit. I mean, you can go to his church and get funds to have an abortion, but you can't go to his church to get a down payment on a home as a first time home buyer, as a single mother. I think that, you know, people in our community deserve more than abortion. And I just don't believe that abortion is the solution to our problems. The Democrats don't want to fix the problem. They want to abort the problem.
They do. They do. So do you have any? Oh, Shady, you have a question. Go ahead.
I don't really have a question as much as I have a statement. I would just like to say, number one, I would like to say what an inspiration that you are, to me personally, in just listening to you in the last few minutes here, because I just wish that somehow so many of our other friends here in America could recognize the landscape of what's going on, like you are doing. And God bless you, because you're standing up for the people that are not only less fortunate, but the people that are sidelined by what we consider this, you know, this elite class of politicians or whatever. I mean, they're trying to make it sound like everything's about racism. Well, it's really about is them staying in their class of society, as opposed to, you know, trying to keep things even. And it's people like you that are moving the needle, Angela. That's the point I'm trying to make. You're moving the needle because you're standing up in a gap where you would think the majority of Americans would be, but because of the media silencing people and beating the heck out of people over the head, they decided to shut up. So I just really would like to say thank you very much for standing up for the people of the Black community, the people of the African-American communities around the world, who are seeing this go on here in America and are really just kind of disturbed by it. And I think that together we can fix it.
You know, I really appreciate you guys having me on your show today. What an awesome, awesome thing to help grow my platform. But, you know, I will say this, you know, as long as we're focused on racism and we're distracted, we can't focus on what's really important. And what's really important is what's happening with our children. You know, racism, is it a real thing? Does it exist? Yeah, so does colorism. But you guess what? I can handle myself if I meet somebody that happened, or I happen to come across someone that's racist. You keep your space and I'll keep mine. But what I can't deal with is what's happening to these children. I can't deal with abortion on demand up until the moment of birth for any reason. I can't deal with these children having their genitals mutilated under the guise of gender affirming care. It's just time that we put all of these things to the side that separate us, like this religion and politics, money, you know, sexual preference. Let's save our kids. If you guys want to come back and duke it out after that, hell, I'm fine with it. But let's get on track with what matters to all of us, and that's saving our future, saving our children. That's where we should be able to come together.
Amen to that. And I would stand shoulder to shoulder with you in the fight any day. I consider you a major patriot. I tell you, this interview, if it doesn't go viral, it should, because you just knocked our socks off. And, you know, in fact, here are my socks right here. These are the Cash Patel socks.
That's not your socks.
Knocked my socks off. This interview is absolutely fantastic, guys. You need to share this interview. And, you know, what Angela's alluding to is, you know, and what Shady alluded to is that, you know, she is an inspiration. Not only is she a fighter, but she is inspiring so many beautiful people to become and love their country again, America. That's what we are. We're Americans, and we stand side by side. We all came from different places. We all had our issues when we were growing up, but we want our country. Maybe we've never seen freedom before, but we want freedom. We want our God-given rights. Angela, wow, you are such an inspiration. And those that are inspired by you, God bless them too. I'm inspired by you for sure. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you guys so much. Follow me on Truth Social, and I'll be back on the MG show one day soon. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Angela. God bless you. Where we go one, we go all. Boom.
Absolutely.
That's it. Look at that. Gosh, wow. What? Wow. Chills when she said, you know, I have a dream, but the dream can't happen if you abort it. Oh my God, Shady. That
I'm
hit
telling
me.
You, we need her in office. I really hope that she decides to pick up the reins again and try it again. I know that she was cheated down there the last time, but man, If we had a country full of politicians or people elected like her, we would not be anywhere near the mess that we're in right now. And the confusing nature of what the Republicans and the Democrats are trying to do to constantly keep you at each other's throats. That's the game. That's what they're trying to do. In all reality, we're not that much different. Everyone, they're just trying to force it. It's disgusting.
And thank you, Brighton.tv. Please share this show as well with your friends and family. I don't know, Shady. You know, and we're going to be leaving Brighton.tv, but we'll continue to the top of the hour till 1 p.m. on rumble.com/MG show, or use your cell phone or spy device and say, tune into the Red State Talk Radio, and you can hear us live if you're out and about. But I've already seen her get over 200 followers already, Shady. It looks like 200.3 followers. We've already got her 230 followers. Keep going, you guys. I don't know, Shady. This is probably one of my favorite interviews. I mean,
that was amazing. I'm just really what a spirit, you know, the spirit of the truth and the spirit of freedom and the spirit to fight is so on display in her today. It really it's re-energizing to me personally to see somebody that's that direct and precise on what the goal is, what the objective is.
That's right. I'm going to go ahead and play this video that I just retruthed this video right here. For more information, visit theakf.org. Let's watch it. Let's hear it. Check it out.
My name is Kwame Rashid. I'm 61 years old. Today makes 10,735 days that I have spent in prison. That's nearly 3 decades for a nonviolent offense of selling crack cocaine. But I have served my time and been separated from my family. I watched...